With Empire KVCR News, I'm Benjamin Perper. A fire in the Juniper Flats area between Paris and San Jacinto that has charred at least 490 acres of brush was 30% contained this morning. 200 residents from 60 homes in the community of Mayberry in San Jacinto were evacuated Saturday evening on orders from the Riverside County Fire Department, but were allowed to return home Sunday. They were advised to yield to fire equipment and personnel still in the area working on the blaze. The blaze was reported at 5:52 Saturday night near the 21,000 block of Horseshoe Trail. More than 200 firefighters were assigned to battle the Horseshoe Fire, along with two air tankers and one helicopter. No injuries were reported. The cause of the fire is under investigation. A smoke advisory prompted by the blaze was issued by the South Coast Air Quality Management District due this morning, with air quality potentially becoming unhealthy for sensitive groups in the San Jacinto Valley, Hemet area, Paris Valley, San Gregorio Pass, Beaumont, Cala Mesa, Banning, and Cabazon. Local residents interested in hundreds of temporary positions that need to be filled by the U.S. Forest Service for work in the San Bernardino National Forest and elsewhere in California can submit their applications via the internet starting today. According to the Forest Service, jobs will be available in 2020 at the Idlewild, Lytle Creek, Big Bear, and San Bernardino stations. The listings went live this morning on usajobs.gov. Officials say more than 1,500 jobs are vacant across the entire 20-million-acre Forest Service jurisdiction in California. Anyone interested should visit usajobs.gov and search titles such as Forestry Aide and Forestry Technician. California's governor has commuted the sentences of 21 inmates, most convicted of murder or attempted murder, including seven currently serving life in prison without chance of parole. Democrat Gavin Newsom on Friday cited the youth of several offenders when they committed their crimes. Newsom also cited what he called the disproportionately long sentencing enhancements for some felons, including 25 years to life firearm enhancements. The commutations don't free the inmates, but make them eligible for parole hearings. None of the offenders had death sentences. Newsom in March put a moratorium on executions so long as he's governor. Newsom's previous pardons affected only offenders who had completed their sentences, some of whom were facing deportation. Prosecutors and victims' rights groups didn't immediately comment. Governor Newsom's desk is as crowded as it can be today after lawmakers sent him hundreds of bills last week before adjourning for the year. Capital Public Radio's Scott Rodd looks at some of the big decisions facing the governor.
Friday evening got off to a rocky start. Around 5 o'clock, a protester in the Senate gallery threw what appeared to be blood onto half a dozen lawmakers on the Senate floor.
No.
Police arrested the protester and taped off the chamber. About 3 hours later, the Senate reconvened in a committee room upstairs. Democratic Senate Leader Tony Atkins.
A crime was committed today, but the Senate will not be deterred from conducting the people's business.
Atkins then pushed through a sweeping bill that would codify Obama-era environmental regulations into state law.
I think we are living in times that demand our urgent action to protect our state's natural resources, our environment, and worker safety.
The Trump administration has threatened to roll back these regulations. But over the weekend, Newsom said he plans to veto the bill, claiming it didn't provide the state with new authority to push back against federal deregulation. Newsom also appeared receptive to concerns about the bill's water provisions, raised by lawmakers like Senator Jim Nielsen.
It's rolling back 20 years of progress towards ending the water wars in California, and will reignite those water wars.
Another bill headed to Newsom's desk would require access to abortion pills at public universities. Campuses currently offer pregnancy option counseling, but none offer abortion services. And he'll also decide whether to eliminate the automatic addition of prison time to the sentences for some repeat offenders. State law currently requires the addition of 1 year onto a sentence for each prior prison term. Newsom has until October 13th to sign or veto legislation. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
With Empire KVCR News, I'm Benjamin Perper.